Title: EEOC publishes new guidance regarding objections to COVID-19 vaccines based upon employee religious beliefs. Content: On October 25, 2021, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, expanded its prior guidance What You Should Know About COVID-19 and the ADA, the Rehabilitation Act, and other EEO laws to include recommendations for employers who receive religious objections from employees in response to the employer's mandatory COVID-19 vaccination policy. Specifically, the EEOC added Section L to its prior guidance, which addresses specific questions relating to religious objections. The newly added questions are set forth below. All employers should review and familiarize themselves with this guidance as they continue to face objections and accommodation requests from employees with respect to COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Do employees who have a religious objection to receiving a COVID-19 vaccination need to tell their employer? If so, is there specific language that must be used under Title VII? According to the EEOC's guidance, employees must inform their employer they are requesting an exception to a COVID-19 vaccination requirement. Although there are no magic words employees must use, they need to inform their employer that there is a conflict between their sincerely held religious belief and the employer's vaccination requirement. The EEOC recommends that employers provide employees and applicants with information regarding whom to contact and any procedure to use to request a religious accommodation. As a best practice, an employer should provide employees and applicants with information about whom to contact and the procedures, if any, to use to request a religious accommodation. Does an employer have to accept an employee's assertion of a religious objection to a COVID-19 vaccination at face value? May the employer ask for additional information? The guidance states employers should assume that a request for religious accommodation is based on a sincerely held religious belief. However, if an employer has an objective basis for questioning either the religious nature or the sincerity of a particular belief, the employer can make a limited factual inquiry and seek additional supporting information, including asking for an explanation of how the employee's religious belief conflicts with the employer's COVID-19 vaccination requirement. The EEOC notes that Title VII protects non-traditional religious beliefs which may be unfamiliar to employers. Employers should not assume an employee's request is invalid simply because it is based on an unfamiliar religious belief. Employees may be asked to explain the religious nature of their belief. However, Title VII does not protect social, political, or economic views or personal preferences. The sincerity of an employee's stated religious beliefs is not usually in dispute, as the employee's sincerity in holding a religious belief is largely a matter of individual credibility. The guidance provides the following factors which either alone or in combination might undermine an employee's credibility. 1. Whether the employee has acted in a manner inconsistent with the professed belief, although employees need not be scrupulous in their observance. 2. Whether the accommodation sought is a particularly desirable benefit that is likely to be sought for non-religious reasons. 3. Whether the timing of the request renders it suspect, and 4. The employer has other reasons to believe the accommodation is not sought for religious reasons. No single factor or consideration is determinative. How does an employer show that it would be an undue hardship to accommodate an employee's request for religious accommodation? Title VII does not require an employer to provide a religious accommodation if the employer demonstrates that it is unable to reasonably accommodate an employee's religious belief without an undue hardship on its operations. 42 U.S.C. 2000 E.J. The Supreme Court has held that requiring an employer to bear more than a de minimis, or a minimal, cost to accommodate an employee's religious belief is an undue hardship. Costs to be considered include not only direct monetary costs but also the burden on the conduct of the employer's business, including, in this instance, the risk of the spread of COVID-19 to other employees or to the public. Undue hardship may include circumstances in which the religious accommodation was